Thank you, Arnie. That is my son who wrote and produced that song and made a really fun music video of it, which you can find at BruceAllen.com. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any show on my website, BruceAllen.com, at the radio show page. Please like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. My book is on Amazon. It's perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. Like that slogan? Here it is again. My book is perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. That is the motto for my A Dad's Point of View Twitter chat, which is each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us some Thursday. It's live, it's fun, and you'll laugh and learn, I promise. Twitter chats are an evolving, yet another social media thing that we need to know and learn about if we want to be part of what our kids are doing. And to join my chat, you just put in the hashtag, which is the number sign, A-D-A-D-S-P-O-V. And there are different platforms that will allow you to follow just tweets that have that hashtag, and that's how they work. Get my book as a book, a Nook or Kindle version, at the store at BruceAllen.com, Amazon, or BarnesandNoble.com. There's a website special as well where you get a free companion poster if you buy it. Today's topic was patience, or really impatience, because they're kind of two sides of the same coin, don't you think? I was talking about my own experience with delayed gratification. And I was talking about that things today require no delay whatsoever. Email, texting, chatting, Twitter, almost everything on the internet is instant. It seems so quaint to even reflect on how we used to correspond with someone via postal mail and actually wait and be eager for a reply letter. I had pen pals. Who even has a pen pal? When I was my boys' age. Whatever the modern equivalent may be, it doesn't require waiting. It can be by computer, instantly. You can Skype, you can iChat, you can video chat, you can text with someone anywhere in the world. Now, this is largely wonderful, but much of life still can't be focused into a text or an email. It still takes 4 years or so to get a BA. It takes 3 years for law school and much longer to become a doctor. So some forms of delayed gratification are truly exactly the same or even slower, as the average time to graduate college has increased from 4 to 5 years, which I mentioned earlier. The other statistic, which I also mentioned, that completely blows me away is the one that I read recently, that college grads are returning home to live at the home of their parents. According to a survey from 20-something Inc., 85% of college graduates will return home because they can't find a job. I actually thought it was only 80%. 85%! I didn't know a single friend who returned home for anything more than a meal, Thanksgiving, or an anniversary when I graduated college. The I want it now concept is a personal character defect of mine, but it is also the method of instant communication for everyone today. I told you about my college professor friend whose students expect instant answers. How much of what happens to our high school and college grads now is tied to the current economy, I don't know. But as a parent and married to a woman who's a stepmom to my boys, she and I hope they don't come back home. They are presently at home. We may all still want it now, and much of what we want is available oh so quickly. But the enduring things in life may still require a little patience. I'm not sure I can wait, though. So next week on the Dad's Point of View, Bruce Allen Show, we will be talking about a much more personal subject. It's called You Hurt My Feelings. Those are the four words I hear from my wife, probably more than the three words I prefer to hear, which is I love you. We are all very sensitive, and I think I have some interesting points of view on how our feelings can get hurt. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show. You can always write to me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. And again, follow me at Twitter, Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I need to thank my support team. Actually, I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is my home station manager at KZSB AM 1290. Looks like we're getting a new station in Alaska. I'll have more news on that later. I want to thank you again for joining the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.